brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. I was going to interview him for just a short pop-in last year and never got around to it. So for one segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Gordon Peterson. He's a toxicologist. And this goes back to the whole flu situation and some other issues. So we're going to tie up that loose end because I like to finish what we start with his key information coming up. Then I will continue with your phone calls today. We'll open the phones up. After the next guest joins us, we'll have full open phones in the third hour today to talk about Obama wanting to raise taxes and get rid of a lot of the tax write-offs. And he's using the attack on him with General Electric not paying any taxes to say, see, we need to tax the rich. But General Electric and all the big bankers are still going to be exempt because they wrote the laws. And then your neighbor or your boss that's making $125,000 a year, they're going to raise their taxes and they're just going to lower your pay or let you go. And the economy will continue to implode. You know, Kennedy cut one tax bracket by half, the next bracket by 36%. If you pull up those numbers from 1961, and the next year and for the next 3 years, tax receipts doubled. The government knows this. When California continually raises taxes and their economy and their deficits get bigger, that's what the private banks that are running things want. They want them to go totally under, like a third world country, so the banks can come in and buy it all up pennies on the dollar. It's the old story of you paid on a farm for 19 years. This is the last year's payments. You've got enough to pay it monthly, but there's a clause that they can demand the whole year in the last year, and they come to you and they say you got 30 days to give us the entire amount of the farm. You don't have the money, so you go around trying to sell part of the farm to pay it. And the local banks work together to make sure that nobody gives a buyer a loan. And then after paying 19 years on that farm, they come and they take it. And if you don't go off of it, guess who shows up? The sheriff or the constable. And if you don't come out of that house, well, they're going to go in. That's what SWAT teams in the modern day are for. Now, in the old times, there were a lot of counties and places where they wouldn't do that. And where bankers tried stuff like that, well, it might be 5 years later, but they'd be walking down the middle of the street and they get knocked on the head, or worse. But see, people aren't red-blooded anymore. And so we're getting run over. And the globalists are testing us. Can they take our baby's blood at birth? Can they put poison in our water? Radioactive isotopes, fluoride. Can they stick their hands down our children's pants? Can they steal trillions of dollars? Can they take the veterans' death benefits? And the answer is, yes, we want to be raped. And their answer is, okay, we're going to do it harder then. We're going to take more of what you got. We're going to run over you. We're going to restrict your free speech. How's that sound? Well, we feel powerless. Go ahead. And so things get crazier and crazier by the minute. But we're going to be going over screening of six-year-old. There is a TSA statement saying this is standard procedure. They say the drug test that the TSA minion talks about could have been an explosive trace detection test, and they lie and say it's standard. I have them in USA Today last year saying they weren't going to screen children under 12. Official statement from them. Unofficial lie. And by the way, those of you that say, well, if you don't like being groped, go through the scanner, they all went through the scanners and were groped. They're announcing everybody's going to get the scan and the growth.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bugs from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here are some of the headlines right now today. Now well into the second hour. Thursday, the 14th day of April, 2011. Obama. Boehner budget deal increases the deficit. That's one of the headlines we're going to be going over. Also, nuclear expert, Fukushima, 1,000 times worse than engineers ever anticipated. It's many times worse than Chernobyl, as we told you a month ago. Many times worse than Chernobyl. Much larger reactors, much larger explosions, much higher levels of radiation. And the U.S. government's response is to raise radiation levels between 1,000 and 100,000 times previous levels that they call normal. That's on the EPA site, depending on the isotope, 1,000 to 100,000 times safe levels, with top nuclear engineers and experts saying Fukushima is 1,000 times worse than engineers ever anticipated. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, globalists positioned to exploit Japan's tragedy. Another key report I'm going to get into here in a moment. Busted. TSA lied about promise not to grope children. Also, the term Alex Jones tops Google Trends yesterday, but six-year-old groped, blocked from rank. We see, we did both those as a test. And more, we've done a lot of TSA searches now, and we're noticing they're blocked. So they've got some type of algorithm. We know the TSA pays Google, as anybody can do, but it takes a lot. BP got caught doing this as well, to totally dominate the first few pages of search results. That way, when somebody searches TSA, they don't find all the hardcore news. And that undoubtedly is going on. And we've got a report on that up at PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to get into much of northern Japan may be uninhabitable due to nuclear radiation. That's all at PrisonPlanet.com. But let me get to this first right now. This is the TSA's response, and now there's a bunch of new videos coming out of small children having the government stick their hands down their pants as prisoner enslavement training. And they just do it with a straight face. It's violation of the Tenth Amendment, federal goons, no jurisdiction doing it. It's a violation of federal and state law. We've had district attorneys, members of legislatures on to break that down. They just don't care. Huge power grab. Violates your space, your rights. It violates laws on groping, on molestation. They don't care. They just do it. They don't follow the radiation laws on radiology. There's no testing, no controls. They don't care. Just like they have police and military now all over the U.S., I've got one newscast out of upstate New York where it says the National Guard helped arrest 2,000 people this year for drugs, alcohol, and weapons at random checkpoints. And it says we have the people drive under the X-ray. And it's a huge, high-powered X-ray that shoots through a car, and it shows the people inside. I mean, it's far beyond, according to radiologists we've interviewed, between 10 and 100 times a chest X-ray. And they're just troops just standing there 3 feet under it, just, I'm going to be dead soon. I mean, again, more and more I realize it's the globalists are insane. I mean, they are just, they don't care. They love to destroy things. I go back to 20 years ago when all the Army's own manuals, we've read the manuals on air, had the writer of the manuals, the head of the Pentagon DU program, Doug Brockie, on. I want to get him back on, but he's been in the hospital. Let's contact him. He couldn't talk to us 2 weeks ago. He's at the VA from all his DU poisoning. And then in 91, they just said, we're now saying no restrictions, no decontamination. Troops can just use it everywhere. It's fine. I mean, and they're walking dead, folks, in the system. This stuff makes dioxin and Agent Orange look like mother's milk. The rounds ignite when they leave the barrel. You get a deadly dose if you get 1 microgram of it. They don't care. They like it. They like it. That's what I'm saying about these people. All right, now I'm ranting. I mean, the TSA workers are standing around this radiation all day, but that's nothing compared to the highway units. In Tennessee, in Texas, in California, in New York, I got local newscasts showing people driving under high-powered X-rays with these big giant wands that come off the top of the truck, and the trucks and the vans and the people in their cars, they have them. I mean, just a few years ago, they had machines you had to drive up in. You got out of the car, and the Border Patrol gets behind shielding, and then they drive it through a scanner. Now I'm seeing video and news footage from the border down in Texas where it just shows the Border Patrol standing around by mobile scanners. You guys are dead. You're going to get testicular cancer because that's on the outside of your body and also very susceptible to cancer. You're going to get, I mean, you're dead. I mean, you're dead. And you don't care, I'm telling you. It's funny. I know it's funny. Funny, isn't it? Because I'm not insane like you. I'm not a nutcase. You people think because you got uniforms on, it blocks the radiation out? And there's thousands of studies the cell phones are giving us brain tumors. And there's all these big studies about the radar guns the cops stick between their legs that are broadcasting at a lower level even when they're not pulling the trigger. And the cops, I've seen the statistics, 3 times more likely they're a radar cop to get testicular cancer. You don't care. You think it's fun to go in and have them chopped off. Okay, laugh at me. Laugh. Laugh about dollar default. Laugh about depression. Laugh. And you're going to laugh even when it all happens. You're going to laugh when you get that brain tumor announcement when you're 40 from all the cell phone use. You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh when your 14-year-old gets cancer from Fukushima. You're going to love it because you love evil, you love abortion, you love lies, you love open borders, you love being an idiot. All right, I'm sorry. I told you I'm in a nasty mood today because I just can't handle it anymore. Government lying as a course of action, even when the truth would suit them better. Because every time I watch this video, this 6-year-old girl, and you hear some other kid going, Daddy, I don't want him to touch me from behind whoever's videotaping. and to learn that they bucked up and threatened the parents that, you better let us do this or else. God, there's nothing this country won't take. We are land of the slave, home of the cowards. We are land of the cowards, home of the willful, demonically possessed idiots. And it could all end anytime you wanted it to. Anytime you started getting angry at city council for putting poison in your water, the fluoride and the rest of it. Anytime you got angry by government saying you can't pack your kids' lunch. Anytime you got angry when you're treated like a slave. Anytime you started acting like a red-blooded free creature. Anytime the spirit of this nation changed, if we hit our knees and repent, and if you don't believe in God, you ought to repent. To the universe, you ought to repent to yourself, to fellow mankind, that you've been such a jellyfish. You ought to say, this is wrong. I want to change. I want to be better. And it doesn't mean you're going to change the world overnight, but it's that change of attitude. Again, if you don't believe in spiritual things, what's a pep rally for before a game? Get the spirit up. Get the attitude up. Get a different attitude about you. That's what we need. But instead, the globalists are selling us on an attitude of servile, safety-obsessed. Oh, I don't have any rights to be safe. The government wears these black uniforms and does all these things to me to keep me safe. And this fetish for people going, well, it is the law. No, it's not the law. Most of some constitutional garbage. Well, we've got to do it. We got to pay our fair share or the economy's going to collapse when all your income tax money goes to interest on the debt from the day it started for the private Federal Reserve. It's bondage. It's a joke. Look at this announcement from the TSA on the TSA website. Screening of six-year-old at MSY. A video taken of our officers. They're not officers. They're hired minimum wage government goons. They're not sworn officers, though they're trying to give them national security clearances now. The idiots don't know, so they can't whistleblow or defend themselves when they get cancer. They're like, I'm a secret agent now. A video taken of one of the officers patting down a six-year-old has attracted quite a bit of attention. Oh. And we're happy to say we're hiring more pedophiles because of the video. It's a good recruiting tool. You people don't know how we operate. See, it's backfiring on you. You're not in full spectrum evil like we are. Ah, you didn't figure out our dark logic. Oh, I'm sorry, they didn't say that. Screening of six-year-olds at MSY. A video taken of one of our officers patting down. Patting down, you mean going in the pants and squeezing the genitals? See, all lies from you, because your father's a liar. The video taken of one of our officers patting down a six-year-old has attracted quite a bit of attention. Some folks are asking if the proper procedures were followed. Yes, TSA has reviewed the incident, and the security officer in the video followed the current standard operating procedures, which are not written and are secret. Of course, they don't add that. With that said, you may have read recently that our administrator is looking into ways to move past the cookie-cutter approach to screening, recognizing that terrorists are willing to manipulate social norms to evade detection. Yet now they're talking in Australia about full-body x-rays at their airports, and sometimes they may do a proctology exam. Oh, we weren't joking years ago. We said next, they want their hands in your body. It's like, what, you don't like your six-year-old having some big fat woman go inside her body? Well, you're with Al-Qaeda. TSA, they go on, has been actively assessing less invasive screening methods for low-risk populations, little prisoners, such as younger passengers, while still maintaining a high level of security. And you know the globalists are going to lead some little kid on a plane and blow him up on a plane. And it'll even be on the news that the U.S. government got him on board, and then Anwar al-Awlaki was there at the Pentagon running it. And then people will be like, well, just ignore that. Okay, al-Qaeda did run it, and the State Department did help him get on the plane, but it was scary. It was scary. Also, you may have heard the video. Someone references a drug test. TSA does not test for drugs. Oh, really? I got articles that they are starting. It's possible those individuals are referring to explosive detection tracing test that can detect the smallest traces of explosives. Okay, well, you're caught lying. Here's the article, Infowars.com, with a screenshot of USA Today. No enhanced pat-downs for kids, TSA says. And then we have the photo of the woman squeezing between her legs, a little girl, and going in the pants. In the pants. So, but I guess, see, they're going to say, well, that's not enhanced now. See, enhanced is a rubber glove. And, you know, get up in the stirrups. Come on, it's time. We'll be right back, fellow Al-Qaeda.
$3.49, $3.59, $3.79. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9 like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Look, to simplify it, this is what's happening. The globalists are psychological warfare experts in their own admissions. They are engineering the world population to be unthinking spectators who regurgitate whatever they're told, and they're changing our societal norms by moving what is known as the Overton window to the extreme where we will accept anything. That's why 39 years ago they wouldn't tell you they were taking blood from babies secretly when they started it. Now they'll tell you, yeah, we took blood secretly. Shut up. Yeah, big mega banks launder hundreds of billions in drug money a year. Shut up. Yeah, we're taking the veterans' pension funds. Shut up. Yeah, we're going to stick our hands down you and your family's pants. Shut up. It's for your own good. And they're building an army of people who have psychologically given in to the tyranny and then who defend it. See, somebody who goes along with evil doesn't just kind of halfway go along with it. They then become defenders of it because in their little delusional world, it must be okay, and you're the bad person for pointing out that they're wrong. And that's exactly what the TSA has become, is a bunch of crooks. And I've had district attorneys on this show breaking down that if they catch them sticking their hands down a child's pants, they're going to go to jail. Well, where are those district attorneys now? Because this stuff's going on everywhere. Misdemeanor on the outside, felony on the inside. We got video on the inside of the pants every day. New videos out today going on at every major airport. And if you don't want them to, imagine, you don't want them to stick their hands down your pants or your children. You're sitting there and they're just like, then leave. And then when you try to leave, they charge you for leaving a screening. I mean, these are criminals, and to them it's a fun little thing. Hey, we rigged the game. Hey, we're criminals. Isn't this fun? Oh, we're fighting Al-Qaeda. Sure you are. Run from the Pentagon publicly. But, oh, we're not supposed to look at those admissions. And here is Aaron Dyke's article that I want to get out to everybody. Busted. TSA lied. You know what? The Google search term worked for Alex Jones. Let's do a test today, and this will pretty much confirm it, because there's no doubt we can make any term we want number one. Let's Google TSA, just the letters together, all caps, TSA lied. That's very simple. Let's make it number one. If, by the way, our other TSA search term didn't even show up yesterday. Then I had the bright idea to say Alex Jones. That made it through. Number one search term. Let's finally prove today that something's going on, then we can investigate more. TSA lied. L-I-E-D. Great job, by the way, yesterday, making the other search term number one. TSA lied. 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 Two words. TSA or one abbreviation and then lied. TSA lied. TSA lied. TSA lied. Hit him, hit him, hit him, hit him, hit him hard. Busted! TSA lied about promise not to grope children. TSA has defended the groping of a six-year-old girl, saying it followed policy. Wow, was it policy to shoot people in the back of the head in Nazi Germany? Is that okay, too? Or policy to kill whole villages in Afghanistan? Yeah, it is, according to the Ithaca Times, Ithaca Journal. Yet in November 2010, just 6 months ago or 5 months ago, TSA vowed no enhanced pat-downs for children under 12. And there's the USA Today headline we have for you right there, screenshotted. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, contradicted itself, even to the point of outright lying and responding to the controversy about a six-year-old girl who received a groping pat-down after already being sent through a body scanner, a roaster. The video went viral after appearing on the DrudgeReport.com and many other sites. TSA typically explained away this unnerving experience that left the girl in tears by arguing that the action is perfectly normal, follows all procedures, and keeps us safe from terrorism. Oh, like the underwear bomber being got on the plane by the State Department? You see, the TSA rationalized in its latest defense that terrorists, this is a quote, are willing to manipulate societal norms to evade detection. Oh, yes, when they're being gotten on the airplanes and protected in every case, just like the shoe bomber, underwear bomber, all run by Lockheed, under Pentagon command, Fox News AP. But let's just ignore that information. Thus, TSA would have it, we must abandon societal norms and laws like touching children in their private parts and instead subject them to pre-crime inspections. According to logic, no woman and child, little old ladies, or men handicapped in wheelchairs or implanted with modern medical devices, no body cavity or private part is safe from extensive probing by the guardians in government. As the Justice Department recently proclaimed, the TSA assumes the authority to literally strip search people on demand. Oh, they said, we can strip search you. And while they're strip searching you in every major airport, they've been caught robbing your bags. Oh, and it goes on and on. This article needs to get out everywhere. Let's hit them, and let's hit them hard. TSA lied. TSA lied. TSA lied. TSA lied. You're liars, and I'm calling you out! I'm sick of it! I'm not your property, filth! Get it through your mind, you drug-running, murdering, child-kidnapping feds!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, is going to be with us for the next 25 minutes or so. You may have seen the big headlines in the news, the Drudge Report, New York Times. The BRIC, this big global consortium, China and others, is saying, hey, they want to go away from the dollar. They want to end dollar hegemony. They just had the Bretton Woods II with George Soros and others sneaking around in New Hampshire, and they said, yes, the consensus is the dollar's already not the world reserve currency. It's part of a spectrum with gold and oil involved, gold at all-time high, surging right now insanely, silver as well. We're going to be covering that some in the next hour. Well, I've opened phones in the next hour, by the way, and get into Fukushima situation. We've also got a new report out by Kurt Nemo. SWAT team attacks homeschool mom for refusing to force medicate child. But the borders are wide open, and the State Department came out last week and said, hey, Mexico is targeting American citizens. Don't go down there. And then they quietly pulled that report. Well, I don't need the State Department to tell me that's going on. So the real war is going on down there, but you got to stay on top of these homeschoolers. Now, don't forget, we got a special running for the rest of the month where you can get the new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Excellent new book. with Jesse Ventura's new 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com and get a free DVD, all my best-selling films, pick whichever one you want at InfoWars.com. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, The Obama Deception, and it's a symbiotic relationship. You fund our operation, plus you get films and books that you can read, you can watch, and then pass the books along to others. People are really ready to be awoken. To be awakened, and you can also take my DVDs and make copies, air them on Access TV, give them to opinion makers in your area. This is so important. Infowars.com. You can also support the broadcast by 15 cents a day. See the video live stream, the video archive, the higher quality audio podcast, all my films, hundreds of special interviews. Got a bunch of new ones coming up next week at prisonplanet.tv. And we're getting ready for the new TV show, by the way, with the graphics and everything else. That's going to be there for members as well, prisonplanet.tv. Okay, so we're hearing all these announcements about moving away from the dollar. And I wanted to discuss with an economic expert the effects that that will have. You're already seeing dollar devaluation causing commodities to go up, energy to go up, and hence everything else that's delivered going up. And we've seen all these big headlines out of Reuters and out of Voice of America, BRICS nations oppose use of force in Libya, and you got China, Russia, India, and others involved in all of this. And so joining us is Mark Weisbrot, who is, again, also writes a weekly column for The Guardian Unlimited, and he also is president of Just Foreign Policy. The website is CEPR.net. Thank you for coming on with us.
Sure. Thank you. My pleasure.
So much is happening. Break down for those that don't know what BRICS is and some of the big moves they're engaged in.
Yes, well, I think, you know, they represent about half the world's population, about 20% of the output in the world. And so, you know, they're just another force in what's becoming an increasingly, I would say, multipolar world. And I think that's a good thing, really. I think we'll all, as Americans, will be better off the more this happens.
Why? Because the private corporate interest running us as their private credit card and military force won't be able to just do whatever they want?
That's exactly right. I mean, we don't really benefit from having an empire in the world. And so anybody who's, you know, trying to end that, you know, as long as they're not using violence, which these countries are not, they're helping us. I mean, we might even get health care in this country once we finally stop spending all our money on wars.
That's right. What the current defense budget's over $1 trillion, supplemental $800 billion, almost $2 trillion going into this black hole every year.
Yeah, and it's a huge waste, and it's making enemies all over the world. I mean, you look at how people in Pakistan are hating us because they're, you know, civilians are being killed there, you know, every week by these drone bombings. And, you know, it's just we have so many wars now between Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, now Libya. It's just, you know, we don't know where it ends. And so I think it's good that the BRIC countries decided to take a position against the Western intervention in Libya. And more importantly, for a negotiated solution, because that's what you're going to need. And I think, you know, Brazil in particular, which is one of the BRICS countries, I mean, they've always been pushing for these kinds of solutions. They prefer to use diplomacy rather than force.
Looking at their big announcements dealing with the dollar, somebody who researches this, Mark, break down what these new bold announcements signify in your opinion.
Well, I don't think it's going to mean that much. You know, the dollar was about 61% of reserve holdings in the world. That is, all countries have to hold. Well, we don't. But most countries have to hold foreign exchange reserves. And about 61% of that was dollars last year. That was about the same as the year before. So I think in the long run, it will decline. But it's not going to happen that fast, and it won't have a drastic, any real drastic effect on the U.S. if countries switch more to other currencies. over time. It won't hurt us. In fact, there are a lot of downsides to being the world's currency. One of which is that we tend to have an overvalued currency, and that means that we've lost 6 million manufacturing jobs in the last 10 years, and most of that is really due to our currency being overvalued. Now, of course, if we had a government that was responsible to the majority and not so much to Wall Street, we would have a more competitive currency and we wouldn't have lost all those jobs.
Well, sure, Mark. I mean, there's a lot of factors obviously feeding into deindustrialization and now even loss of the, quote, new service economy that was going to be so great. But there's a method to this madness. I mean, even if the dollar is devalued and that encourages some new production in this country, overall, China and India and others are still so much further below us that I don't see that having as a positive effect as some have been saying.
Well, I think it's very big. I mean, if the dollar is, say, 25% overvalued, that's just like putting a tariff on all our goods that we're trying to export and subsidizing for 25% everybody who wants to export to the United States. And that's the kind of thing we've been doing for a long time. So, yeah, I think that, obviously we're not going to compete in some areas where cheap labor is the biggest thing, but in areas where technology and productivity increases are a bigger part of the story, we would have a lot of those jobs. I would say that's the biggest cause. I mean, the trade agreements like NAFTA and WTO, those hurt a lot too. But I would say the dollar, the currency, is even bigger than that.
Again, if you just joined us, Mark Weisbrot is our guest, the co-director of the Center for Economic and Public Policy. He has a PhD in economics from the University of Michigan. He is the co-author with Dean Baker of Social Security, The Phony Crisis, University of Chicago Press, and has written numerous research papers on economic policy. He writes a weekly column for The Guardian, also McClatchy newspapers and over 500 newspapers. He also writes a column for Brazil's largest newspaper. His opinion pieces have appeared in The Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, The Boston Globe, and major U.S. newspapers. And he has most recently authored the scorecard on development, Closing the Gap. Bottom line, heading up the CEPR, a prestigious organization, and your views are widely respected. What is the health of the American empire and the gaggle of insider corporations that basically use us as a very dangerous juggernaut marionette to carry out their aims? Because I'm seeing more and more just insane, wild, hubris-filled actions by this system, almost fleeing forward with bravado right now.
Well, I think the empire, if you put it in those terms, is falling apart at a rate that is unprecedented. And as I said, I think that's a good thing in the sense that it hurts us. We don't need to be spending this kind of money on military. We don't need to be making enemies, which then kind of, it perpetuates a cycle where there's violence against the United States. And it denies us a lot of things that people in other high-income countries have, like healthcare, high-speed internet.
Well, how do you see the unraveling of the empire then? What are some of the different avenues that you see it degenerating through? Because, normally an empire is going to try to start not just regional wars, but a wider war to try to keep that power. And if it does implode, all the tentacles of mercenaries and parasites are going to come back home. And it seems that's their rearguard action to, at least if they can't rule the globe, can't rule in heaven, rule in hell, as Satan once was reportedly said, coming back here to rule us.
Well, I think we're going to get out of Afghanistan. It's going to take public pressure here at home. I mean, that's the thing. We have a very limited form of democracy, but we do have elections, and that makes a difference. And I think we're going to get out of Afghanistan. We're going to leave Iraq, but they have to be pushed. I mean, they want to stay. The military, actually, it's interesting, I think. The military is not anxious to get into new wars. You saw what Robert Gates said about Libya. He was not interested. He was not very anxious to participate in that.
Well, yeah, Libya doesn't have $500 billion a year in opium.
But once they get in, the problem is once they get in, they don't want to leave. as a matter of professional pride. They don't want to leave until they have something that they can call a victory, even if it isn't. And so that's part of the reason we're still in Afghanistan. I think they pressured Obama and on that one. But I think you are going to see more and more people in the United States will get fed up with it. That's really what has to happen, because the foreign policy establishment in this country, they are committed to running the world. And that's, you know, that's something that just doesn't change.
From your research, who's driving this Anglo-American attempt at world government to all of our individual detriment inside the Imperium? I mean, who are the main drivers, and what is their end game if they're successful?
I think it's more political than economic, actually. You can see this in a lot of cases. You know, for example, in Venezuela, where the United States have been trying to overthrow that government since 2002, the big oil companies didn't really care. It was, and they're a pretty powerful corporation. For most of that period, the two biggest, Exxon and ExxonMobil and Chevron, really didn't want to do it. It was really coming from the State Department. And I think that's what I mean by the foreign policy establishment. You have the State Department, you have the whole national security establishment, you have the Council on Foreign Relations, you have all of these groups that, you know, there's differences of opinion. Obviously, a lot of them didn't think they were against the invasion of Iraq, for example. But nonetheless, they hold this view that any loss of power of the United States over other countries is a big loss and has to be regained by any means necessary. That's their basic view. And because of that, for example, they'll support a war that they don't even want just so they can call it a victory. And I think that's the real problem. Now, you have the military-industrial complex. You have individual corporations with their particular interests. And those are very important, too. But I would put them second to the State Department and its allies. And, you know, the press is part of this, too. The media is a huge part of it. And, that's why I appreciate this show, because you really don't have in this country, in the media, you really don't have an independent civil society on foreign policy issues that's represented in the media. It's kind of like Russia, where everybody you see on the television, on the major stations and networks, is either a government official, a former government official, or somebody who's getting money from the government. And that's not true on a lot of other issues, but it's really true on the foreign policy issues.
Well, isn't it also a revolving door in banking and military, with the generals going into the defense jobs? So it's really delayed payoffs, with the former Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan going into government, then back into the banks. I mean, it's just an inside, really crony capitalist system that isn't free market.
That's absolutely right. It's a massive level of corruption. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the IMF and the World Bank especially are always complaining about corruption in other countries, in developing countries in particular. But really, we're just as corrupt. It just takes a different form. Like you said, it's a delayed payment. You go from the Treasury Department, the Goldman Sachs, and back and forth. And you know that that's, or even the Fed, for example. And you know that there's that payment for you, and that affects your decisions on financial regulation and everything else. And, of course, in the military-industrial complex, you've had this for decades, the revolving door between the Pentagon and the consultants. And it's really a deep, all-pervasive level of corruption, and of course it includes the financing of our election as well, which is just a kind of legalized bribery, as I'm sure you know. So these are deep problems. But I will say, having said all that, I'm not as pessimistic as some people are, because I do think that ultimately you do have a lot of activity. For example, we are going to get out of Afghanistan, and when we do, it will be because you don't see the people in the streets, you know, like you do in Europe. But right now, there are thousands of people around the country that are contacting their members of Congress, and they are putting pressure on them, and they are. That's why you got the majority of Democrats, for example, to go against Obama and say they wanted a timetable for withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Let me ask you this question.
Pressure.
Sure. Shifting gears back into the dollar, with the BRIC coming out saying they want to move away from the dollar, with Soros moving, calling for that, and trying to get a consensus together, do you see it being a gradual process, or then at some point do you see a fast drop in the value of the dollar, and what's the time frame?
No, it's a very gradual process. And, I mean, obviously, in currency markets, there's enormous volatility. You have things like the carry trade, where right now, for example, traders are borrowing in dollars, so they're selling the dollar. That's what's pushed it down against the euro. And then they're buying the euro because the European Central Bank is raising interest rates and we're not. So you have those kinds of short-term things. And, and that causes a lot of volatility. But, relative volatility. But the dollar crashing, that would be actually good for us if it happened. But I don't think it's going to happen because the big holders of dollar reserves, like China and Japan, they don't want that to happen.
So it doesn't die with a bang. It kind of just fades off into the sunset.
I think mostly, yes. Especially now. I mean, a few years ago we had a trade deficit that was huge. It was 6% of GDP. We lost a big chunk of that because of the recession.
All right. Listen, Mark, I want to get you back up in the near future. CEPR.net. Interesting perspectives. Mark Weisbrot, thank you so much for joining us. Co-director for the Center for Economic and Policy Research and a widely read syndicated columnist. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. With SWAT teams coming if you don't drug your kids or if you try to pack their lunch. That's right, you don't pack your child a lunch, not in America.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mother had a 12-hour standoff with police at this home just behind me. A few hours ago, she was set free. flanked by her lawyers, Marianne Godbolto walks out of the Wayne County Jail, taking her first breaths of freedom since her 12-hour standoff with police last week.
I'm very excited to be out, to be reunited with my daughter. I'm loving these wonderful ladies for working so tireless for me. And Mr. Ron Scott as well. All of the community, I thank you so very much for coming out. I really, really appreciate it.
The 56-year-old mother ended up behind bars after police say she shot at them when they tried to take her daughter into custody. Godbolto stayed silent when we asked her if she indeed opened fire on officers.
What we're going to do tomorrow we'll have a more expansive statement.
Godbolto's ordeal began last Thursday at her home here on Blaine when Child Protective Services came to take custody of her 13-year-old daughter, accusing Godbolto of not giving her medication for a mental condition. Godbolto would not give up the child. Police were called, broke down her door, and that's when officers say Godbolto shot at them. A standoff ensued.
Didn't open fire.
There was no shot fired.
Well, that is a legal issue that is not...
That's alleged. I'm sorry, Allison.
But... Right, that's an allegation.
Godbolto's bond was originally set at $500,000 last Sunday, but a new judge today reduced it to a $200,000 personal bond. Godbolto did not have to put up any cash. And Godbolto's attorney also says that police did not have a warrant or any court documents when they came here to the home last week. But we talked to police just a few minutes ago. They say they had a writ, which is a court order, which allowed them to go into that home. They say they even showed it to some of the family members of Godbolto. But that warrant was did not exist, according to the attorneys. As for the custody of the young girl, the 13-year-old, there is a hearing early next month. We'll keep you posted. Reporting live on Detroit's West Side, I'm Tom Wade, Channel 7 Action News.
All right.
We now have the backstory on this. Many of the reports in the newspapers are saying that there's no evidence she shot at him. I've seen SWAT teams in Texas being caught repeatedly in Austin. Also, a case in Midland where the cop shot their own cop in the back and then blamed the guy who didn't have a gun. I don't believe anything comes out of their mouths anymore, because normally with government it's a lie. Maybe there's a chance she did, but I don't believe she'd ever would even gotten out of jail if that was the case. But here's the issue. Because of a birth defect, the state, when she was born, demanded they cut off her foot. Then she swam, sang, danced, was happy, was a homeschooler. Then when she got into middle school, she said, I want to go to public school to meet people. They demanded she be given vaccinations. There's no law you have to, but they lied and made her take vaccinations. Then she had an autoimmune response and threw a fit. And so then they demanded that she be put on Prozac-type drugs. She began acting out of character, being irritated, having facial grimaces, and being associated with immunizations, I told the Detroit News. So then they said that she's got to go on the Prozac-type drugs. She said no, so they came to take her to put her on the drugs. And this is how it works, folks. In many areas of the country now, not just Illinois, you can't pack a lunch. They say, we don't trust you. No, you can't feed your child. They're trying to take people's children if they say they're overweight. Look, folks, this is the end of parenthood. This is the end of parents. That's what the TSA abusing children. I've seen at the airports, they pull them out and women out. Over and over again, they're breaking the weakest or the people that can't resist will, who are more compliant. They're breaking their will first. As Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. You got the women, that's why 80% or more of advertising targets women. It's when women purchase most stuff at the grocery store. They make most decisions on small ticket items and have just about as much decision on homes and cars. Women run the world. The New World Order runs women. And they run men, too. Men are busy, you know, watching sports and acting like five-year-olds. Okay, we'll be right back with a ton of other key news. Third hour straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.